Thank you. Thanks a lot, Kathy, and I'm definitely excited to be here. Our September promotion, I think, is incredible, and I'm looking for just absolutely a huge back-to-school student growth for all the schools that we're going to be working with. And, you know, I just got some testimonies in I want to share with you from our last promotion. These came in from Kung Fu Panda. Charles Chai had 56 enrollments, Garland Johnson 81 enrollments, Hillary Sandoval 27. Wanda White called in 17 enrollments. She's a very small school and teaches out of a church, which is phenomenal for somebody like that, which is great. And Allie actually texted me, I think it was Friday, and said he had 190 people for his Jedi training night. So that's just phenomenal. Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, the list goes on. Those are a few I just wanted to share with you and go over. You know, one of my main goals is help the industry double in size and to help you double the amount of families training in your school. Massive action gets massive results, and in order to do that, there's a few important things I want to share with you. This is what we need to do. Number one, we need to think outside the box, and we need to do some new marketing strategies, something a little bit different, get out of our comfort zone so we can get better results than we've been getting. You know, the old saying for insanity is if you keep doing what you're getting, you're going to keep getting what you're getting, right? So we're looking at doing new, different marketing strategies. We need to make the martial arts the coolest, most respected, and most sought-out activity in the nation. Remember this, kids have a choice in what they want to do, and we want them to choose the martial arts. We need to market to them that way, and we need to educate them and the families, their families, on how powerful the martial arts is. We need to motivate all the kids and families in the communities surrounding our schools to want to train, and we need to reach every single person around us the easiest, most effective way we can. You know, we already know that the martial arts changes kids' lives and impacts families tremendously. Now we need to get them in our doors so we can make a huge impact and create better business. And the last thing is we need an affordable way to accomplish all of this and to reach every kid and family in our area. Remember, there's plenty of families surrounding your school to be very successful. We just have to reach them all. All right, and that's one of the reasons we created Kono Magazine, is to accomplish all of these things in a one easy-to-hand-out 64-page magazine slash invitation slash pass. And now that we have a professional magazine that endorses our industry and profiles a good, healthy lifestyle for kids, improving grades, better fitness, and promotes the benefits of the martial arts, I'm able to take that and leverage it to work with large organizations and large companies to help you to get into places or hold events that you were never able to do before. So that's what I'm really excited about, because that's what we've really leveraged in September. We did that with the movie theaters in the last 2 months, but now we're getting into the school system, which is like the holy grail for martial arts school owners, to get in and impact every single student in the community around you, invite them to a cool event, and give them the best pass you could possibly give them that's going to motivate them to want to do the martial arts with your information inside. Want to talk real quick about student value. You know, last month we had schools enroll 80 students, and then we had schools that enrolled 15 students. But when the average student value is worth a minimum of $900 on a six-month program, if you think about it, you're getting 20 times your investment. And you really have to understand student value. I worked a lot with Jay Abraham, who's a marketing genius known across the nation, and the first question he asked me is, what is the average student value? Then we can figure out how much to spend on our promotional materials and our marketing. But, you know, for a promotion that costs $500, if you get one student, you've doubled that investment. And that's exciting to know in our industry that we can do that. And it's exciting to see schools stepping up and getting real results. I want you to write this down real quick. Your business will only be in a recession if you are in a personal recession. I want to say that again. Your business will only be in a recession if you're in a personal recession. Okay? I want you to think positives. Winners don't listen to the hype. They adjust and they win. With 200 families training at your school, you can do phenomenal. And with this month's promotion, we're going to target thousands of families around you. So I'm looking for you to double the size of your school. Even maybe just in one promotion, you can get some big results. Let's talk about this month's Kono promotion. We call it Kono Takes Over the School System. Potentially, this could be the largest enrollment month in martial arts history. Kono Magazine has teamed up with school education partners and the President's Council to help you get into the school system and to reach all the students in the school. Here's how it works, okay? All schools enrolled on a Kono plan get a special endorsement letter and a marketing manual that tells you how to teach the classes and run all the promotions. The September promotional kit is, again, called Kono Takes Over the School System, and it comes with a various amount of things. Number one, it comes with a special endorsement letter with the President's Council seal on it, saying that you are teaming up with the President's Council and Kono Magazine to work with the local school system and local businesses to help improve grades, fight childhood obesity, and to build the student's self-esteem. I want to reiterate those three things again, really important. Help improve grades, fight childhood obesity, and build the student's self-esteem. You're going to want to know these buzzwords. They're million-dollar marketing words, right? Second, you are teaching the ABC's Concentration for Success seminar in local schools and holding a back-to-school buddy day at your school for the community. You also get a Kono Honor Roll certificate to print out and to give to the school for all students that qualify. This is basically, some schools do this. When you talk to the principal, you give her the Kono Honor Roll certificate, and you're just supporting any of the kids that get Honor Roll. You can give them the certificate. It's good for a free introductory course. They'll call you to find out what that introductory course is and what you're offering, and obviously a Kono Magazine subscription while they're training at your school. You just give them the magazines as they continue to train. And the last thing is you get a printable enrollment sheets for all the events. You know, all of our documents come in PDF. That way you can use them over and over again. So I want to review. These are your five action steps when you get your package. I sent all the Kono School packages yesterday, so if you didn't get one and you're already at Kono School, just call the office. Maybe you got bounced back. I know a few of them did, or some of the emails are incorrect. Number one, your first goal is, or the first action step is, you're going to meet the principal of each school around you and print out the Kono Presidential Council endorsement letter. Basically, again, this letter says that you have teamed up with Kono Magazine and the President's Council to improve grades, fight childhood obesity, and build the student's self-esteem. You are prepared to teach all the students the ABC's Concentration for Success class seminar and donate a Kono Magazine to every student. Inside the magazine, there's the President's Challenge and the Kono Back to School Challenge, both focusing on our three important parts, improving grades, fighting childhood obesity, and improving self-esteem. Now, why would you give the magazine? The reason why is you can't give the students your brochure. 99% of schools will not allow you to give them something that is promoting your business. But you can donate a national magazine that's focusing on those three areas to all the kids. It's way more powerful, if you think about it, than a brochure, and it'll excite the kids to want to train in the martial arts. Also, when they go home and show it to their parents, it's going to show how professional your school is. And, of course, inside we put two passes. Inside those two passes, you just have to put your school information on there and put the back-to-school invitation on there as well. Tell the principal you're hosting a back-to-school buddy day or night for all the kids at the school and the community. The goal is to meet new friends and to help build their self-esteem and to teach them how to be good friends while improving their fitness level and with the President's Challenge. Let them know you'll put an invitation for this in the magazine and would like to invite the faculty and the teachers to the event. So this is a free community event. All the information I just said to you is on the special letter that you get that you give to the principal. Now, depending on the size of the school, you're probably going to break this down into three assemblies or host it at your own school. There are different angles and different ways depending on the principals and how they want you to do it, but you want to lobby for an assembly, because what you'll do is you do 2 to 3 assemblies on the different grades, and it's best because you get to individually work with every single student in school. So you get to win them over, and then you get to give every single student a magazine that's going to motivate them to do the martial arts with your pass inside it. So instead of just relying on the kids that might show up for the event, you have 100% participation for all the kids that show up for school that day, which is going to be huge. You're going to excite them, you're going to motivate them, and you're going to get them to come to your school for a special event. Number two, teaching the ABC's Concentration for Success presentation. Okay, I want to review this and how you're going to be able to teach the class and kind of go over a few tips. Now, all these tips are inside the Kono marketing manual that Kathy was talking about that she was reading through. It tells about how to hold the event, what the ABCs mean and all that stuff. But I just want to reveal really a few important key points on holding the class. So take some notes on this. A stands for attitude. Okay, and the goal is you want to talk about this right in the beginning of your presentation. You want to talk about the students always trying their best. If they try their best, they're going to be a success. And number two, you always want them to have fun in class. All right, and so you kind of just start the presentation that way, getting everybody in the right mental focus. somewhere in between the presentation you want to go to B, which is belief. Our goal is to improve the children's self-esteem by them believing in themselves and not letting anybody take that away from them. And then C is concentration. C stands for concentration. The three rules of focus for getting better grades. Now, a lot of you have been through some of my presentations before. The three rules of focus are basically the kids say, focus my eyes, focus my mind, focus my body, and they snap their hands to their side. This is awesome. You get the whole, just think the whole assembly saying this. You do some cool contests on this side versus this side, which one's going to be the loudest, have them stand up. And when your teachers see you doing that and you're teaching them the mental qualities to get better grades, they're just going to be excited about that. So you want to teach these three mental qualities during class, the ABCs of success, all right? During the class also, you're going to read the President's Council Challenge in the magazine and show the students how to do the exercises of the month. Now, there's four exercises. I just want to give you a heads up. The first exercise is the push-up. The second exercise is a sit-up, and it's the V-sit-up. The third exercise is the frog jump, and the fourth exercise is a squat. So what inside the magazine this month, the Presidential Challenge, recommends them doing this in a fun circuit training setting. They go and get their friends, do it with their family, or you can do it inside the martial arts school. Or in your presentation, what I'm recommending is that you basically show them how to do it properly, have everybody try it a few times, and then do a 15-second challenge. You know, have them try to do it for 15 seconds, see what they can get. Now, inside the magazine, there's an actual page dedicated to these four exercises from the President's Challenge Committee, and basically our council, and basically the kids can write down what they're doing and how many they did and track their progress. So that's going to be exciting. Show them where that is in the magazine before you hand it out. Next, I want you to link the exercises with different martial arts moves. Now, this is tricky because a lot of schools don't want you teaching martial arts moves, and for this presentation, you don't need to, because the goal is to improve grades and fitness and that kind of thing and concentration. We're only going to link a little bit to the martial arts. I want you to link the upper body exercises. After they do the push-ups and the sit-ups, I want you to have them stand up and say, this is important for protecting your upper body in case somebody has tried to attack you or grab you or strike you. I'm going to show you how to do like an inside block to protect your body. Something very easy, very simple to show them. We don't want to do the self-defense because my goal is for you. We have three presentations a year that we're going to get you inside the school system. This is one of them, and this isn't really corresponding with a self-defense lesson. All right. So we're teaching them how to protect themselves with inside blocks. Next, link the lower body with the frog jumps and the squats to what we call push-away kick. All right. Again, we're not trying to strike our opponent. We're just trying to push them away. And as the students get better at it, you know, you can tell them, hey, this is also used as a push-away kick or as a kick. And we're going to put all that together to end with a cool climax. At the end, we'll review the four exercises, the two martial arts moves, which are the inside blocks and can be the front kick, and then the three strategies for success, which would be the ABCs. And then you'll have the students use the push kick or the front kick to break a re-breakable board. And this is where it gets really exciting. The kids come up, and this is basically, you review everything. You say, look, I want you to use your ABCs of success. Number one, you're going to try something you've probably never tried before. You're going to be a little nervous, but remember, the main goal in life is to always try your best. If you try your best, you're going to be a success no matter what. Two, I want you to believe in yourself. Believe that you can make it through. Doubt's going to enter your mind, but I want you to just try your best. C, okay, I want you to concentrate your eyes, concentrate your mind, and focus right through the board and push. And then you can tie it all in, and then from there, basically, all the students get to go through and break a reworkable board, all right? This is all outlined in your September manual, but I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit more clarification of the way the presentation works. From there, you're going to give every student a magazine to take home with your invitation to the Back to School Buddy Day. Your presentation and the magazine will get them hooked on the martial arts, and the magazine has two invitations to your school in it. When the student goes home, obviously they're going to show it to their parents with the pass inside. Here's something important. You want to tell all the students before you give them the magazine, show them where they can fill in and track their progress, and then show them where the pass is and say, look, obviously there's like 200, 300 of you. All of you won't be able to come to this event. It's first come, first serve. We have a limited amount of kids that can come in. So have your parents call right away to set up the schedule of your class. The second hook is everybody that attends the class, what are you going to do for them? Are they going to get to break a real board? Are you going to give them a uniform? Are you going to promote them to white belt? That's your presentation. I would put that on that pass. The third thing I would do, and this is huge, is you want to tell them they're going to be able to get a prize for coming, right? Think about this, a prize for coming. Anything that you want to give, again, you know it could be a uniform, you know it could be a school t-shirt, you know it could be any little tchotchke prize that you want to give them, but that will get them to come and that will get their parents. Parents will drive all over the city to get some kind of free prize. I know my mom did it, and I'm sure, and I know all the other parents do it as well. So they're going to go home and say, Mom, you got a call. I want to go to this class. This is going to happen. I had a great, this is fun. They see the credibility of the martial arts by the magazine. It has your name on the magazine, so it looks like this is your magazine, and it sends them right to your school for this event. So you go on that event, just put the date, the time, what, you know, come in for a free prize, and what the class times are, and that kind of information. All right, number three. We want to print out and give the principal enough KONO honor roll certificates from your marketing manual for all the kids that qualify after the first quarter. Okay? Of course, the manual comes in PDF format, so you can print as many of these certificates you want whenever you want. And same with the presidential letter. You can use that and print those out because you're going to need to go to multiple principals as well. All right? Our next strategy is the local business strategy, or what I call the business enrollment booth. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick 2 to 3 local businesses that you feel have a high traffic of family members going to it. Now, as Kathy was saying, the grocery store is one of the top ones you want to hit. Get right inside. Yesterday I was at the grocery store and I saw, I think, 6 or 7 families that I was walking through there. Kids were running around. I could have hooked them easy in for one of these events for our back-to-school buddy bash. But I want you to pick big companies, not the little ones that you normally associate with. I want you to go for the big ones because if you think about it, you're not just a local business anymore. You've tied in with one of the largest kids magazines in the world. We are the largest martial arts magazine, but one of the largest kids magazines in the world. You're tied in with the Presidential Council and School Education Partners. So you're not just a little business anymore. You're going in and you go for the Best Buys, the Applebee's, the grocery stores, the Walmarts. Go for the big ones. Print your additional KONO President's Council endorsement letter and give it to each manager and meet with them on what you're doing. Explain to them that basically every family that comes in will get a complimentary fitness KONO magazine for this month because you're helping fight childhood obesity and that kind of thing. And also you're going to offer them a free ABC's Concentration for Success or whichever one you want to use, the Back to School Buddy Bash Seminar Open House. Okay, those are 2 events. They're pretty much the same thing. But whatever one you want to invite them to. Ask them what are the 2 busiest days and what are the 2 busiest hours of those days. Okay, I don't want you to set up a booth all day and just sit and wait. Just find out. People go grocery shopping on Sundays and Mondays. You might want to be there at those 2 busiest times. Your goal is to get 20 families signed up for the event. Again, last night I was in the grocery store 10 minutes and there was 6 or 7, I think maybe 8 families inside there by the time I left. And so you can see how fast you can fill up this. Just fill up, get 20 people signed up for your event. So go to big businesses. Number 5, your in-house event. Okay, our goal is we always want to have something cool for our students. Give every student an extra magazine or 2 magazines to come to your back-to-school buddy bash open house. Okay, this is the back-to-school day and open house. The goal here is to bring 2 to 3 new friends from school to the event. Now, why would they do this? Number 1, it's part of the leadership training. It's important to be a leader in life. You want to help people become better, and you know martial arts changes your life, so let's invite some of your friends. Number 2, it's a challenge that we actually put in the KONO magazine. Part of the KONO magazine for building self-esteem and our back-to-school challenge is to meet 3 new friends and bring them back to the school. So it's actually inside the magazine as a challenge we're offering them. So you want to educate the parents on how you're going to share the ABCs of success with all the kids on the back-to-school buddy night. You're going to have them meet tons of friends from the local community to help build their self-esteem. It's going to be fun. They're going to be doing pad drills, you know, holding for each other. And you're going to talk to them about how to become a better friend and improve their grades. So basically, it's just a fun, cool class you do at the school to invite everybody. And, again, that summary of that class is inside your marketing manual. The last thing I want to talk about is school education partners. I talked a little bit about that. It's actually schooleducationpartners.com. I use this site for a tremendous amount of research on understanding the school system, but they need a lot of help at the end of the day, and there's so many ways as a school owner that you can help them. I didn't even realize this, and after you read this and you become a member, you are going to be excited to go and talk to the principal. You're not going to be afraid or intimidated. When you meet with the principal, I mean, you're going to ask them, you're going to be educated, you're going to ask them, hey, I know you have budget cuts, and look, I want to help out. I'm a school education partner and a local business owner. Do you need volunteers for PTA? I'm going to give you a few of these off the site, but you can go on there anytime and get these. Do you need volunteers for the PTA? How about supplies for teachers and students? How about fundraisers? We can help you orchestrate fundraisers really easy. How about food for the events? When you're having a PTA event, I can bring coffee. If you're doing a morning breakfast, I can do that. I can donate lunch. We can come in and help you. How about faculty training cards and discounts for everybody in your faculty to help them out? We know that, you know, some of the teachers might be suffering from the recession, and we really want to help the school system and make sure that it's, you know, it's not affected by that. How about a list of parent volunteers? Look, if you go into your school and just for the week, just ask parents if they'd like to volunteer once or twice in the school system, maybe throughout the year to help out at a couple of events. I bet you get a huge list of parents. It's not a big deal. And how about a list of business owners willing to donate goods or donate services? Maybe you have painters, maybe you have welders, whatever. They can always use help. Take these two lists and talk to the principal and say, look, I'm a school education partner. I have a local businesses. These are all the ways I can help you, multiple ways, and as well as honor roll donations, which we talked about, which is the Kona honor roll system. So these are just a few that I pulled off the site. If you go there, it's $35 a year. You get a certificate. You can post it up in your intro room. Take it to the principal for, you know, just for credibility alone. You know, in addition, at their website, you can access something really cool. I went on there. Obviously, we've been a member for a long time. You can get the active number of students in the elementary schools around you because there's information on all the elementary schools across the country. You just put in your zip code. You put in your address or any one of those, and you can access tons of information about the ethnicity of the people in the school system, how many kids are in every school, what their grades are, and you know, also you can access tons of cool presentations that are great for you to give to your students, or you can teach inside the school system as well. So just register as a business. I actually recently asked them if they could build a site map so we can list all of our locations on there, and I think they're working on that as well. So that's something that's really neat. As I was researching around the site, and I was punching in different cities and things like that, the average elementary school had between 500 and 700 students, and there are about 4 to 6 schools in each district. So that means potentially with this promotion, you can reach 2,000 to 3,000 kids. So there's tremendous potential for growth. Get everyone in your community excited and motivated about the martial arts. You're going to hold a cool event, and then you can enroll them right into your school. It's my goal to tackle the school district 3 times a year, and this is the first event, which is perfect timing for back-to-school time, which is the largest martial arts enrollment time anyways. You get to give a presentation and then give each student a Kona magazine that will sit on their desk and continue to motivate them to want to train. So there's no reason for your school not to grow. You hit the kids in the school system, you hit all the students with a cool event, and then you have the back-to-school buddy bash or back-to-school buddy night, inviting all the kids in the community, all of your students, and you get the local businesses and families signed up, you know, giving them a 64-page brochure and pass inside. So I'm really excited about that. Just want to review really quickly some of your action steps so you can make just kind of a list and you can check it off. Number one, obviously call Kona if you're not a Kona school. If you are a Kona school and you didn't get your information yesterday when I sent it out to everybody, call and get your letter right away. Print the letter out, the Presidential Council Partnership letter, and set up a meeting with all the principals around you and go directly there. Now, I don't like to call ahead of time. I actually like just to walk in and say I'm here to meet the principal. It just works a lot better, especially when they're busy, because you really only need 2 to 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes of their time, and you can hand them the information. It goes directly in their hand. It's direct marketing. You're not just calling and hoping she'll call you back, because we know that happens. You know, you say a martial arts school, or you're a karate school, something like that. Just walk in dressed really nice and go in there and impress them and set up the presentations. Register your school at schooleducationpartners.com so you can get that certificate as well, and research the schools in your area. Find out how many kids there are in the different school systems. Again, when you meet with your principal, there's 4 things you want to review with them. One, you want to give them the official letters that you have and review the promotions with them. Second, you want to schedule the ABC's Concentration for Success presentation and assemblies. Then you want to let them know you are going to buy and donate a magazine to every student in the school and invite them to the back-to-school buddy night so so they can meet their friends, they can improve their self-esteem, and they can have a lot of fun. Of course, in that presentation, you'll be talking about improving grades and that kind of thing as well. Next, you're going to want to find out how many honor roll certificates the principal needs. Obviously, that's going to change every year, but she or he will probably tell you, yeah, we need about 40 to 50. I remember it was usually the smaller schools were around 30 to 40, and some of the larger schools I went in were always around 50 to 60, which is awesome. Those are free introductory courses set up for you later on. And then from there, our next thing that we want to do is we want to schedule your back-to-school buddy day and give all of your students three magazines or an invitation each to come to that and to learn the ABC's concentration for a course for success, and then also to break a board. And fifth, we want to print out our three presidential letters and visit the local managers of the biggest businesses you can get into. Okay? So those are our strategies. This promotion, as well as all of our Kono promotions, are absolutely free if you're a Kono school. If you're not, just need to call the office. It's 1-877-411-KONO. That's 5666. Also, you know, a lot of times our phones get really busy during teleconference time. You can email us directly at Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, at konomag.com. Or you can email Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, at konomag.com. They can also help you. You know, just leave your information and they'll contact you to set up your account. You know, if you don't do this promotion, you're going to be missing a huge window, and I'm sure there'll probably be the martial arts school around you that will end up doing it. You're going to literally be working hand in hand with your number one demographic of clients inside the school system. You have thousands of kids and thousands of teachers that will be watching you. And how important is it to have the teachers watching you do this presentation? It's invaluable, because who goes to the teachers when their kids aren't behaving or they're getting poor grades? The parents always go to the teachers, and when you have the teachers on your side, they're going to be recommending your school for their kids. So it's awesome. You're not running an ad or putting flyers on cars hoping somebody calls you. You're interacting directly with them. You're handing them something. They're doing a class with you. You're inviting them to a cool event. You are 100% in control of your results, which is exciting. And having 100% control of your investment is the best investment that you can make. So just want to review that with you. In just a second, we'll take some questions. So if you're online and you want to start typing those out, that would be awesome. I want to let you know that we're only printing approximately about 1,000 magazines for each martial arts school that we're doing this presentation with. So you need to reserve your magazines right away. If you don't want to get stuck, you know, missing out or waiting to the last minute, because you know we sell out every month. We had quite a few schools that missed out on Kung Fu Panda. We had quite a few schools that missed out on Star Wars. It's just the nature of the beast. We print the magazines. They're going on press actually in the next 3 days. So, you know, you want to reserve your magazines. It's only $9.99 for 1,000 magazines. You know, you can order the magazines in boxes of 100. The magazines are just $1 each anytime. But most of you will need at least 1,000 magazines to work your couple of your schools, your local business booths, and with your students alone. So order those magazines for your school, and let's explode next month. Let's make it a huge month. I want to turn it over to Kathy. If we have any questions, or maybe Kathy might have a few questions, let's go ahead and do that now.
Sure. Thank you, Roland. That's awesome. While you're on the topic of price, there's a question on the web from Tammy. She's just asking if she decides to really go gung-ho and, you know, she's got 10 elementary schools. They might have over 1,000 students each. Do you have any discounts for really big volume, you know, maybe 5,000, 10,000 mags?
You know, that's a great question. We actually give you the magazines at cost. If you think about what it takes to produce a magazine like that versus, you know, a dollar each versus a color copy costing a dollar each at Kinko's, if you want to order 5,000 at least and it's a confirmation order, or 10,000, then, you know, you can call the office and we might be able to do something for you, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. Another question online is, Johanna was wondering, and you kind of touched base on it, but, you know, if there's somebody else close by, another martial arts school, doing the same promotions, you know, does that kind of devalue the program? You know, if the other school down the block does it too?
You know, that's an excellent question, and I know that we would run into this in some of the promotions we do, because our main strategy is to help the whole industry grow, and we know that sometimes there's individual businesses, and, you know, as we've talked about this, me and other industry leaders, you know, our goal is to get all the schools working together first, my very first recommendation would be to team up with them and ask them, hey, would you like to do this promotion with us? We can both go in, we can both do the presentations together, we can split the cost of the magazines, and we can put both of our information inside. That would be the best. The second strategy that you can do is you can say, hey, I'm doing this promotion, are you interested? If you're not, then I'm going to go ahead and do it in the schools around me, and that might be fine. That maybe it's not something they want to do. And the third strategy that you can do is if they want to do it with you, you can split the schools up. So, you know, if there's 10, like Tammy said, there's 10 schools in her area. So maybe you say, hey, look, I'll use these 5 because they're closer to my school. I'll use these 5 and work it together. There's 13,000-plus elementary schools across the nation. So, you know, we really only have enough promotional material for about 1,500 schools to do this. And, you know, that leaves out quite a few schools. And I'm sure there's quite a few schools that won't want to make the investment, which is good because that's good on your part because you can get right in the school and directly work with the kids. So you kind of have 3 alternatives there. That's the best thing I can recommend.
Okay, sounds good. And, you know, I really like the fact that you gave that website, schooleducationpartners.com, because that's something that I bet a lot of us have not ventured onto, and that just sounds like a little gold mine right there. So,
you know, it's a total gold mine. Yeah, no, it's a total gold mine. You know, there's one other thing. When you get your marketing materials, the presidentialchallenge.org, that's the site we're working with the President's Council, and basically in there, you can go in. This is really cool. They set it up so that the students, once they learn the exercises, can go into the actual website. They can register their name, and they can track their progress. Now, the way that the site tracks its progress is simply, it's real simple. You basically, however many minutes you work out or whatever, it's how many points you get. So if a student goes in there and they say, oh, I worked out 20 minutes, you know, I got this many points. It's pretty cool. And then next time they go and they register again, and they register. Every time they do a workout, they get to register and they add up their points. But as a business owner and as a school owner, this is awesome. You can go in and register a group. So here's what I recommend. Go in, register your martial arts school, number one. You know, extreme fitness or extreme martial arts, whatever it's called. Go in and register your group and have all your students go in and track the progress under your group. That's number one. So that'll be fun. All month you can do the presidential challenge that's in the magazine and have the kids track their stuff and get points and add up their points and stuff. The second thing that's really cool is when you go into the principal, you can say, look, I've already registered this elementary school on the presidential challenge, so all the kids can go online under our group. So let's say it's Goddard Elementary or whatever the name of the elementary school is. You register them on there, then all the kids can go on there, and they can put in their points and add them up, which is just awesome. So you can kind of facilitate that for them. Again, giving you more credibility and showing them how, you know, you're really trying to help the school system and that school.
That's awesome. And you know, I think the more things you can do, these might sound like little details, but, you know, you said the word, credibility, and that's the main thing, is not just going in, like you said, as a martial arts instructor, but, you know, going in, saying the right thing, having the right look, and doing things like that, like registering in advance on the presidentialchallenge.org for that school. So I think those are really, really awesome and important tips to make it work for them.
Absolutely. You know, our goal is to take over the community around your school. That's the goal. And so this is, you know, I want to take it over in the right way. You know, I had my school at 165 students. I took it over and built it up to 475 students in a year and a half and then left. I gave it to my instructors. And, you know, I don't think marketing a martial arts school is that challenging, but you have to take over the community around you, doing good things, doing these safety events, or this is a childhood, you know, obesity. We're hitting these main, huge words in our industry and hitting in our community, and your school will just fill up with students and families because they want this stuff for their families and for their kids.
Well, I have one question I did want to address, have you address, sure. Roland. And I can see where some people might, when they're listening to this in our archive, might say, you know, Roland was mentioning in the school presentation exactly what to do. Sounds awesome. But the one thing is maybe I don't want to teach something like a front kick that the kids might go, you know, and do at school, and then really, you know, then the teachers will hate me. So what would you say to somebody, you know, who has that obstacle to overcome?
You know, that's a good question. That's why I try to make it as soft as possible. We call it like the push-away kick, you know, sometimes. I've had principals, once you get to know them and they trust you, obviously your boundaries and your borders kind of widen. But, you know, we constantly call the push-away kick. It's just to push your opponent away because your legs are a lot stronger than your arms. You have somebody that's a lot bigger than you usually attacking you, and you can push them away. You can eliminate it totally. You can eliminate all the martial arts and just do this as a simple presentation, as a community leader, you know, in trying to help fight childhood obesity, and that's it. So the only thing you would take out is you wouldn't have the board breaking presentation at the end, or you could break a board yourself if you wanted and do a demonstration of some kind. But you know, it's all, and that's why I said, you know, there's a lot of angles to it depending on what they're going to allow you to do. But I wouldn't even brush the martial arts side of it. You know, I'd just say protecting yourself. You know, this is the push away kick. This is the you know, the upper body blocking and that kind of thing. Or if it crosses that line, then obviously just eliminate it and eliminate that last part and just inspire everybody to get in shape.
Sounds perfect. Tammy has a question. She wanted to know,
sure,
the people's names you mentioned earlier that had a,
yes,
lot of success with Kung Fu Panda, and,
yes,
you know, now everyone's into the Clone Wars movie. She
yes,
wants to know, is there a way that she can find out exactly how they achieved that success?
Absolutely. Over the line, I can tell you how they did it. They pretty much did the presentation our way. Charles Chai spent some time with. He did the exact booth the way that we said, and he did two different ways. One, they could sign up right there for the special class, the Kung Fu Panda class that we talked about, the mass intro. And the second way was they could put their information to inside a little basket to win, to actually win some kind of prize that he was giving away. Between all those leads and calling them on the mass intro, the kids that came in for the mass intro and the Bring a Friend event was one strategy that he did together. He enrolled those students. And then the other ones that put the free ticket in to win a free prize, or the lead slip, that's what I'm looking for, the lead slip in, he called all them individually and they won a free introductory course. And so he enrolled them that way. The other one that did 81 enrollments, Garland, he basically was at multiple movie theaters, and he has multiple studios. So basically they were collecting tons of leads at each one. He collected 350 leads at the actual event. They weren't allowed to sign them up for an actual class there, but he could collect their leads list. He collected all 350, called them, got them in individual appointments. Then he did the same thing to Bring a Friend Kung Fu Panda event, and those kids there, you know, he enrolled them as well. So it was basically the same strategies that we used at the Kung Fu Panda teleconference. What I did notice, and I kind of shared before, was, you know, there were some things about the booth that really made a big difference. If you had a banner set up, if you had your staff dressed up, if you had a speaker system where you could actually talk to people or play music, if you had more than one person there leading them over to the booth, like, you know, as they walk into the movie theater, hi, how are you? Come get your complimentary collector's edition magazine over here, and you can enter to win a free class. It's really cool. It takes 30 seconds. When you have those people greeting them at the door, that made a huge difference. People who set up booths just by themselves and kind of had a little table didn't get the same results.
Right, and that makes perfect sense. Again, you know, rather than approaching it from one angle, you know, see how much it's one angle, but, you know, maybe you're doing five or six different things to help your cause with that one thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's that shotgun approach, and you know, sometimes we are stuck by ourselves, and sometimes, you know, you can get a whole team of people over, but that's really, those were all the main strategies that we used. Just some people were able to use more of them in one shot.
Awesome. Is there anybody on the phone? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Roland.
I was going to say, most of you have access to Allie, too, which is pretty easy. Ask him how you got. He just texted me, and he said, hey, that's crazy. I had 190 kids for my Jedi training night or Jedi Bring a Friend event, and I was like, awesome. I haven't got a chance to talk to him, but I know a lot of you have access to Allie Abarigo, so you can get a hold of him, too.
Yeah, we'll get him to tell us in his next teleconference, too.
There you go.
Okay, are there any more questions on the telephone? I don't see any more on the web at this moment. Okay. Doesn't sound like it, Roland. That was awesome. Like I said, I really enjoy coming to your teleseminars as well as everybody else's, but I always take away a couple of new little things, you know, that I hadn't maybe thought of myself. So it's pretty cool. I've been jotting down three pages of notes for myself. So Thank you so very much.
You're welcome very much.
And do you want to give us your phone number one more time for Kono in case there's anybody who hasn't had a subscription yet or that wants to venture out and at least try some magazines and try some of these promotions this time?
Absolutely. The phone number is 1-877-411-KONO. Again, that's 1-877-411-KONO, and Kono is spelled K-O-N-O. The numbers are 5666. Or, of course, you can email us, Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, at konomag.com, or Ashley at konomag.com. You can email them, and if you can't get through on the telephone, send an email, and we'll have somebody contact you right away.
Okay, sounds great. And can we ask you one more quick question?
Sure, absolutely.
What the banners, Tammy's wondering what the banners would say that were at the events. Was it just the logo banner with the phone number, or what did it say actually?
The banner, what a lot of schools did because of Kung Fu Panda has licensing rights, and I would never recommend you pulling them off their websites or anything like that. What a lot of schools did is they just used the cover of the magazine, that type of thing, and it was a big stand-up banner, and it said, get your complimentary magazine, and then on one side and then on the other side it said, come, register for a free event, get a special prize, that kind of thing. We actually created a banner for the Jedi training camp that you can order. I can give you the telephone number to that. That's 626-852-0226. Again, that's 626-852-0226. It's just a local company. We gave them the graphics in order to make a banner if anybody wanted one. And again, we're not able to use the Star Wars characters to create a banner to send them to your school. But what we did to get around that is we just put a big, giant picture of the magazine on there, and it says Star Wars Jedi Training. Come sign up for a special training class and get a free complimentary magazine. So just creating your own banner that is out there creates that excitement, something that's fun. Same thing for this one. You might want to put, enroll for ABC's Concentration for Success. Put a big banner up, and, parents are going to see that, and they're going to be excited for that.
Okay, super. All right, well, thank you so very much once again for being with us today, and I guess everyone should be ready to go take over their town now.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kathy. I wish all of you the best of success, and again, keep trucking out there and doing your best, and let's fill up those schools with martial arts students.